Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. First, on the provisional agenda, we're supportive of your version that you presented us with. However, we would be able to agree on changes to this proposal, providing that we then follow the text in the mandate. So that would also include on the report, if that's a separate point on, in the agenda item 6, to submit a report. So we would like to stick to the original language in that case, if we go down that route. On the question of a general exchange of views, we wouldn't object to that, but at the same time, it's important to keep it short. And this can be done in different ways. It can be encouraged to send in written submissions, but it can also be limited in time, and there are different ways of doing that. Having said that, we would prefer to stick to what we have in our original mandate, but we are also prepared to show some flexibility. When it comes to the format and in person, we heard from Cuba and we heard from Venezuela. I'm no expert in the rules of procedure of the UNGA, so I will trust them. We agree. We think there's no need to spell this out. And we also need to be able to show some, or have the be able to have some flexibility in case the pandemic situation worsens. And from our side, we're prepared to contribute with experts. Sweden is not so far from Switzerland, so we're in a good situation in that way. But there are other countries that have different situations and so on. So those were my points. Thank you so much.